Leaders in the Oklahoma legislature are working on the details of a budget plan to fund state services and plug a budget hole of nearly $900 million. As part of our series Capital Insider, KGOU's Dick Pryor spoke with eCapital News Director Sean Ashley about what options are on the table.
Legislative leaders have been working behind the scenes on the state budget for the 2018 fiscal year. Is it starting to come together?
It is beginning to look as if it is. On Tuesday, 15 what we call JCAB bills, Joint Committee on Appropriations and Budget Shell bills, were filed. These all have titles indicating that they're going to affect revenue in some way, the individual income tax, sales taxes, or transfer money involving the Department of Transportation. We heard on Thursday from House Speaker Charles McCall that indeed that is the case. He said these bills will be divided into two categories, what he calls the 51s and what he calls the 76s. The 51s are changes to tax credits, exemptions, deductions, which would only require a majority of the House, 51 members, and then a majority of the Senate to win approval. The 76s are those bills which would require a three-quarters vote. These are real tax increases, like an increase in the cigarette tax. Speaker McCall said we would see some of those bills as early as Monday, and in fact, a House Joint Committee on Appropriations and Budget is scheduled then, so we should see exactly how they plan to begin raising some of that revenue.
That sounds serious.
It's very serious. This is sort of the first step in the budget process, and what it appears that they are trying to do, knowing that they have a nearly $900 million budget hole to fill, they're going to look at filling that hole first, seeing exactly how much money they may have to spend for the next fiscal year, and then begin to look at the appropriation side of the equation.
But lawmakers still don't know what kinds of cuts they will have to make.
That's exactly right. As we've talked about before, House Appropriations and Budget Chairwoman Leslie Osborne asked state agencies what impact a 14.5% cut would have on them. That was based on the idea of fully funding education, funding the first year of a three-year teacher pay raise plan, and then distributing the cuts to everybody. And agency after agency said that would be very bad for them. But until they know that budget number, how much of the hole they have filled and how much revenue they would have to spend, we don't know precisely what those cuts would be agency by agency.
But are the cuts more likely to be targeted rather than across the board?
That seems to be what everyone is saying. Senate President Pro Tem Mike Scholz has emphasized time and time again that they would look at targeted cuts. House Speaker Charles McCall has said the same thing. We've heard that from Kim David, chairwoman of the Senate Appropriations Committee, and Chair Osborne as well. And we've seen that over the last several years, that rather than a flat 7% across-the-board budget cut to every agency, they have targeted certain agencies for even increased spending while distributing cuts across other agencies.
Now about this year. State finance officials have again borrowed money to pay this year's bills.
That's right. The Office of Management and Enterprise Services Director Preston Dorflinger announced on Tuesday that they were unable to meet the monthly allocations for April and as a result had to borrow $31 million more for agencies to be able to pay their bills. That brings the total to $327 million, which has to be paid back by the end of the fiscal year. That's going to be very difficult. If you look at their own projections, April, because of income tax payments, will be a very good month, but then May and June seem to come in below the numbers that they need.
What's the focus going to be over the next several days?
Over the next several days, we will have that Joint Committee on Appropriations and Budget meeting, as well as a House Appropriations and Budget meeting, where they will take up the Senate's $1,500 pay raise plan for teachers. And then we'll begin shifting our focus to the floor as Senate bills are considered in the House and House bills in the Senate.
And another legislative deadline passed, and only a few bills died.
That's right. On Thursday was the primary deadline for bills to be heard in committees of the opposite chamber, and just a few bills seem to have fallen by the wayside.
eCapital News Director Sean Ashley, thank you.
You're very welcome.
KGOU and eCapital collaborate each week on Capital Insider. You can find this conversation at kgou.org. You can also follow us on social media. We're on Facebook and Twitter at eCapital and at KGOU News. Dick is on Twitter. He's at Dick Pryor. And Sean is at eCapital_Sean.